This is John Carter, U.S. Congressman from the 31st Congressional District. Well, we've had our tax day come and go. Most of us, we don't look forward to tax days. But April 15th, I guess there's some good news that we ought to be proud of. On April 15th of this year, the average American taxpayer and the average Texas taxpayer was operating on the lowest rate since 1960s. So we were very fortunate this year that our federal tax rate for a family of four is with a median income is at its lowest rate since the 1960s. And that's good. But you know what? It doesn't mean a thing to us when we get ready to write that check to the IRS and pay our taxes. I think every one of us, there's something about tax paying day that it's just hard on us. It's complicated. It's difficult. And we have to pay our taxes. But, you know, the good part about the American citizen is the American citizen does his duty to his country. And that's something we ought to be proud of. But, Lord, we ought to try to keep our taxes as low as we possibly can. And I'm pretty proud of the fact that right now, even though we have some of the lowest tax rates in the last three decades, almost four decades, the pro-growth policies that the Republicans have put forth has given us 7.5 million jobs and higher tax revenues than in the preceding decades. So that's a funny thing about taxes. You would think the higher the tax rates, the more actual money that comes into the government. But the reality is the more people who are working and the more people who are getting a paycheck, those folks then become contributors to the overall plan for financing the American government. And so the more people who are working and the more people who are participating, the higher the revenues. The more you put taxpayer money back in the taxpayer's pocket, the more he goes out and buys those things for his family that his family needs. Because in reality, what this is all about is what our families need back home. And the more money you have in your hand that you can go out and spend on the things that it may be an education for your children to go to college, it may be school books or school supplies for the kids that are in the undergrades, or it may be a trip, it may be a vacation, it may be buying that new pickup, or going out there and buying that flat screen TV you always wanted to have to watch the basketball games that we just finished. Those things that you purchase, or it may be putting that money in a savings account, or in some kind of IRA to protect you in the future. These things mean more to the economy than the government taking that money and spending it on government projects. Now, there's some bad news that I want to tell you about. We just passed a budget through the House of Representatives that, based upon the projections for that, the five-year projections for that budget, we're looking at, over the next 5 years, seeing the largest tax increase in American history. Even larger than the tax increase that took place in 1952 and 53 under President Clinton, which at that time was the largest tax increase in American history. And it's funny, when taxes increase and when that first starts out, as far as the economy is concerned, you don't feel the hiccup. But as you process and continue to take more and more money out of the American public's hands and putting it in the government's hands, then eventually less and less jobs are created in the private sector because they don't have the money to reinvest in the economy and reinvest in businesses and in services around the country. So what's the result? Less revenues. Now, initially, it means a big chunk of money in the hands of the government. Now, from where I stand and having watched this government now for over 4 years, putting hands in some of the biggest money in the hands of some of the biggest spenders in the world is not a real good idea. It's a much better idea to put hands in the money in the hands of people who actually live up to a real budget and live a real life back home. For that reason, I'm very upset and concerned about the fact that the projected budget under the new Democratic administration here in Washington is going to bring us this huge tax increase. You know, this tax increase becomes personal to us. It is our lives that we're messing with here because it means the difference between being able to provide what we need to make our world go or to make the government's world go. And I really believe in my heart of hearts, and have believed that most of my whole life, that I believe that Americans do a better job of spending their money than the government does. And I think they make better choices in how they spend their money than the government does. And I believe, and I firmly believe, and I think many up here on this hill believe the same way, that putting money in your hands is the best way to go about this. So I hope you will be concerned enough to participate by talking to folks that are in Congress and let them know that you're opposed to these tax increases. You don't want to see your taxes increased. You want to see your taxes remain low so that we can continue to invest in ourselves, not invest in the government. When Americans invest in themselves, Americans prosper. When Americans invest in the government prospers, but Americans get the shortfall. I'm John Carter, and I hope that you will talk to those that represent you, wherever they may be, and ask them to keep your taxes low, to extend the tax cuts that were given out in the early part of this decade, in the 2003-2004 time period, extend those tax breaks that reach all Americans by putting more money in their pocket. Ask for those extensions to be extended farther on in the future. And let's watch the jobs continue to grow. Let's watch America continue to prosper. The real purpose of the government is to prosper Americans. And the real purpose of Americans is to get out there and get out of, if the government will get out of their way, they can prosper on their own. And most of you know, because you work hard for your money and you ought to earn every bit of it you can. I want to thank you for listening to me, and let's keep our taxes in our own pockets. Thank you.